If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
Fellas, ever notice how a woman loves to dance? You haven't? Well, perhaps it's time you started paying attention. Hello, folks. This is Ernest. Welcome. I remember in the 1980s and 90s, there were so many movies that were fixated on dancing. And in each and every case, what was absolutely implied was that if you were a reasonably handsome guy with some reasonably good dance moves, you wouldn't have any problem getting laid. Well, absolutely true, but not for what amounts to be certain superficial truths. Back then, there were some muscle-bound freaks in the bar and club for sure, but the vast majority of guys, yours truly included, were far more focused on fashion, dress, and hairstyle. Now, on the fashion side, on a scale of 1 to 10, most guys were around a 5 to an 8. Of course, that depended on how much money you had or were willing to spend on clothes. But hair, that was an entirely different matter. And guys put a lot of time and money into their hair. So to summarize, you didn't need to be a muscle-bound freak if you had anything even close to a gymnast physique, cool, decent clothes, and great hair. It wasn't a concern whether you would score that night, but picking the one you wanted to sleep with. But this is not meant to be a history lesson or a guide on how to pick up women. It's meant to illustrate another power of advanced perception. That even though certain social rituals seem to work to accomplish certain goals, it doesn't mean it's the correct ritual, if any ritual is even needed at all. Now, what I'm about to say may be very surprising to most men out there, but from my own sociological studies and actually speaking about this with well over 100 women of various ages, if a woman is looking for a man to sleep with, she has already decided within 5 minutes of seeing you or talking with you. And she will absolutely let you know. That doesn't mean it's not important, but it's distantly important to what about you truly moves her senses, your will. Damn, wish I would have known that back in the 80s. Could have saved a lot of money on clothes, and especially my hair. Just like a woman has better color acuity than a man, the physical structure of a woman's eye is better than that of a man's in certain respects, particularly concerning color, she also possesses the ability to sense the level of will far better than a man. But this is not the case with character, whereas a man is far superior in that respect. But it must be understood that character and will are two very different things. This is the reason why this certain aspect about a woman most men simply don't understand. Now, men, you'll notice that I was specifically talking about a woman deciding to sleep with you. But to go a bit deeper, no matter how hard you play the game of love, and even if you think you have conquered a woman by sweet-talking her, getting access to her boudoir, bedroom, as they say in French, because you've got game, well, the fact is, my friend, in this case, you are deluding yourselves. The joke is absolutely on you. Practically every woman on earth shares this one unique sensory trait in common. even if it's purely instinctual. Women control all aspects of relationships with men. And the sooner you realize this and kick a bit of that bravado to the side, the better off you'll be. Bringing gifts to and or placating women certainly goes back all through human history, very well documented as chivalry in the Age of Knights. But it totally came into its own beginning in the middle of the 16th century with Romanticism. And it has pretty much been the same program of love ever since. Now, men, I totally realize many of you may not like what I'm telling you, but bear in mind, I'm trying to let you know this to prevent a lot of potential pain and disappointment. And here is the reason why women are as they are. I don't have the time to go in depth explaining this, but the primary reason why, and this applies to all races and cultures, is due to a woman's elemental alignment. Of the four elements that I've discussed before, women fall into two broad elemental categories: wind, fire, or some combination thereof. And if you understand the functional nature of those two elements and how they manifest in human behavior, there is no mystery. You simply have to allow yourself to understand and accept that. The problem is most men today simply don't understand that reality, let alone accept it, because the current reality of existence is so firmly ingrained into their consciousness that they cannot see beyond that. And until your consciousness changes, you simply won't see it. Allow me to give you a very brief example of consciousness change. Virtually everyone in the world today, even the most isolated, either has or certainly understands the reality of electricity and electrical service. But many people don't realize that it wasn't until Edison's Pearl Street Power Station, New York City, in 1882, that mass electrical generation not only didn't exist, but it certainly didn't exist for the countless uses we had in our individual homes or living spaces at that time. Today, that reality begins when the electric clock alarm wakes you, and you have a cup of morning coffee either made on your electric stove or your electric coffee maker. Having this creation was virtually completely out of the public consciousness until it was. And once people generally understood it and also didn't fear it, it became part of the public consciousness. It was certainly well established across America by the 1930s. But if you tried to explain this to someone in America in the 1830s, they either would have laughed you off or had you put in an insane asylum. And even as recent as the 18th century, you may have been burned at the stake or hung for being a witch if you proposed such ideas. Ouch. So, in the simplest possible terms, that is exactly the same situation I find myself in when I am discussing the elements here in 2025, minus being burned at the stake or hung, thankfully. Now, as far as you ladies out there, I feel certain you know what I am saying, even if you won't admit it, is true. So as far as that's concerned, perhaps you'll consider that when you're out manhunting, whether that be at a bar, or club, or laundromat. Because generally speaking, we as men are simply not prepared to handle that, and it would be extremely unfair on your part to take advantage of us poor, dumb men. And as far as me personally, I'm certainly not, and never have been. Not one time in my entire life fallen prey to your womanly charms. Nope. Not ever. Never. Never. I really hope you found this useful and interesting. And if you want to know more or have any questions at all, you can reach out to me via my website link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.